Bible teaches us that out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks. In other words, what is in our heart will eventually reveal itself by what we say. Not only does our heart drive what we say, but it also reflects who we really are. In Proverbs chapter 27, verse 19, it goes on to say, "As water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects the man." You see, it doesn't really matter what you say you believe or how you portray yourself in front of others. What matters is what is in your heart. The Bible has a lot to say about the heart. In another proverb, it says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Our heart is molded by what we allow to influence us. What influences you? Is it the things of the world or the things of God? That is why the Bible encourages us to think on heavenly things, because when we do, we are filling our heart with things that are good and holy. So I encourage you to take notice of what you are putting into your heart, because it is your heart that is reflecting who you really are.
If you'd like to send us a comment, or if you're dealing with something in your life that you'd like prayer for, we'd love to hear from you. Just email your comment or prayer request to writecmv@hotmail.com. That's writecmv@hotmail.com.
As water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects the man. You see, it matters what kind of videos we watch and what kind of music we listen to. It matters what kind of friends we hang around and what we choose to read. It matters what we choose to think about and what we spend our time doing. These things enter us and mold our heart, and our heart reflects who we are. So I encourage you to put godly things into your heart. That is why it is so important to continue to read God's word. The Bible tells us that faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The more we read, the more our faith is built up. And the more our faith is built up, the more we believe. And the more we believe, the easier it is to choose godly things, which results in a clean heart.
Thank you for listening to the Lord of My Life podcast. And be sure to visit our website at ktfproductions.com.